leaders and pundits saying it's time for a new 9/11. I've been saying the only card Israel has left is to stage a new 9/11. They were heavily involved with the neocons here in the U.S., with Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and the original 9/11, so we're going to go back and look at some of that evidence. I'm going to do bigger dives throughout the week because this is a lot of evidence. It's ridiculous when you actually look at it. It's open and shut. And I've been saying, look for the false flag. That's all they've got left to try to drag us into full war for the Greater Israel Project. That's coming up next segment. But right now, listen to this Persian man living in the United States. And everything he's saying is true. The three-part plan is in the Quran, how to take over. And he starts crying at the city council, breaking this down. Here he is.
My name is Evan Segoli. I am a Sharia law survivor, was born in Iran. And I'm here to tell you everything that you're doing here has been done in UK and Canada. You have no idea where this halal money is going to, how they're funding these mosques, and what kind of a hell is coming towards your country right now. It's 2026. I skipped that hell years ago, and I'm seeing the same thing happening over here in the United States. You have no idea. There's three levels of Sharia law that is happening. Right now, it's level one. They come in peace. They come and tell you, we just want rights. We want to be part of it. Level two is what's happening in UK right now. You have two-tier policing. You have cops who are working with Muslims right now. You have Sharia law courts over there. Now they're pushing blasphemy laws over there. And one of them is called M103. It's in Canada. People are being jailed. People are being raped in the United States, and nobody's doing anything about that because these Muslims are protected. Level three is what happened to my country, Iran. The hell I lived under. The apostasy laws, blasphemy laws, the hangings. These people do not change. They use taqiyya to come to your country, lie to every single one of you, and tell you they're different. They're not. Even in Florida, if you look at any of these mosques, they're pushing infidels. They're saying, we want to kill infidels. We want to take over their lands. They're openly calling this out. Go to X and watch any of them straight up talking about this. And people like you are, I love America. I love America. Right now, when I was in Iran living in that hellhole under Islam, I was praying to God to come to this country one day and live freely. And this shit is happening. I'm so sorry, but I'm crying.
That's your time. Thank you.
Now, there's viral video in Texas of a woman in Conroe in a Walmart, and a woman sees an Islamic woman in her beekeeper suit and her Darth Vader outfit, and she comes over and says, you know, Islam's a threat. We're sick of you. Well, I mean, I had a Muslim come confront my wife at HEB a few months ago. She's out at 9 o'clock at night and was dressed nicely. He's like, you should not be alone. You could be raped. Oh, I mean, they're pushy. They're in your face. And people are saying this woman's evil for saying Islam promotes pedophilia. We're sick of you. We're tired of you. So Islam wants to take over. It's what it does. Doesn't mean all the Muslims do, but their leadership and their groups do. Our governments are bringing them in. We're not fighting them over there so they don't come here. We got 45 times the Muslims here and in Europe that we had before 9/11. We lose our rights. They get full control. They go around and bully everybody. The governments roll out the red carpet and protect them. They're not compatible. They've been brought in to destroy the West. And I've got the Israel lobbies bragging that, look what you did to Europe. We brought in all the Muslims. I mean, I've seen hundreds of clips of that, of high-level Knesset members, and how we brought down Europe with Islam. It's so wonderful. It's falling apart. And Netanyahu wants to take the Gaza survivors and ship them into the U.S. and Europe. All pissed off. I mean, it's sick. So it's not like, I'm pro-Israel because I'm anti-Islam. No. Israel founded Hamas, gave it the money, stood on October 7th. They use Islam as their weapon and then as a pretext to invade countries and build a larger Israel. Figure out the larger master plan and don't be naive. We'll be right back on the other side of a one-minute break to get in to the giant developments with Israel first getting caught with its pants down.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So we have government members in the Israeli Knesset, their parliament. We have prominent pundits saying America needs a new 9/11. That'll teach us to stay in these wars for Israel. And then the same lobby says, well, why would Israel be involved in 9/11? Well, it's in the Project for the American Century put out by the neocons. Not just Israel, but Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and others. In April of the year before 9/11, saying we need at least 3,000 dead, a new Pearl Harbor event on the American homeland to launch this invasion of seven countries in the Middle East, and we'll take them down one at a time, and Iran will be the last. So then the Israel lobby freaks out and says, people quit saying we're involved in 9/11, that's ridiculous. Then the Israel lobby saying, boy, we sure need a new 9/11, that's just the medicine America needs. That's the punishment for not serving Israel properly. And you got Israel trying to take over U.S. military and defense and the current Defense Authorization Act. And then you've got Israel openly saying, we'll primary anybody that doesn't do whatever we say, like Thomas Massie. And then you've got Israel, every time we get a peace deal with Iran, attacking Iran and or Lebanon or other areas. That's part of the peace deal to not do that. You don't have Hezbollah firing at this time and breaking the ceasefires. And then U.S. News says, oh, my God, Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz again. They broke the ceasefire. No, they didn't. Netanyahu launched hundreds and hundreds of strikes, 150 on Friday, hundreds more yesterday in Lebanon, vaporizing entire neighborhoods. So they're the ones doing this. It's just a fact. Controlling or trying to control our foreign policy. And as Trump said, he's really gotten disappointed and lost a lot of respect for the Israeli hardliners. Well, I'm not going to say who he said to access. Well, but Netanyahu's really, you know, needs to have a little bit of sanity. I'm trying to keep Netanyahu a little sane. That means he is insane. That's what Trump's saying. So, see, I said how this would go 115 days ago when it started. I was right. The straits closed. The middles didn't fall. And now Trump is talking like me. So for all of you out there, it's only 20-30% of you, that are mad at me and said I was a panicking and it was all going to work. And every time the peace deals happen, you say, see, and then it falls through because Israel blows it up. I said on Friday, I bet Israel attacks this weekend. They didn't even wait. An hour after they signed the agreement, Israel did, with Hezbollah in Lebanon, they attacked. So here's a powerful statement from J.D. Vance. Don't play games with us. You risk losing everything. Trump is your last ally. The whole world already hates you. Here's the club.
What I will say, and this does bother me, is that you've seen people within Bibi's cabinet who have come out and attacked the deal and in some ways very personally attacked the President of the United States. And I guess my message to them would be twofold. Number one, Donald J. Trump is the only head of state in the entire world who is sympathetic to the nation of Israel at this moment in time. And he happens to be the head of state of the world superpower. If I was in the cabinet of the Israeli government, I might not be attacking the only powerful ally that I have anywhere left in the entire world.
And by the way, they got the former head of the IDF, the former heads of Mossad on Israeli TV saying the same thing. But notice the Israel lobby doesn't attack them and say, oh, they're anti-Semitic. No, they attack yours truly. I'm a panickin. I'm a low IQ. No, I'm ahead of the curve. I've done my homework. The dog didn't eat my homework. I did it. Here's a member of Netanyahu's parliament, member of parliament, chucks his MAGA hat and says this is much better and puts on his Likudnik Israel First hat. Here it is. But that's what it was always about. Here's Israel's main opposition leader, Yair Lapid, says Netanyahu sold Trump a lie about the Iran war that we're now paying the price for. He did not present them with the risk, not the impact on energy markets, not the issue of the Strait of Hormuz, not Lebanon, and above all, not the fact that he did not actually know how to bring down the regime. But they said it would fall. They had agents inside and that it wasn't going to happen. That's been confirmed by Netanyahu, admits it. And so it wasn't going to work. And then it turns the whole world against Israel and by extension the United States and destroys Trump's recovery. Here's that clip. Here's the list of failures. The list of 13 in number. This is how they reminded me of it. The war of the 13 failures. Failure number one, he sold the Americans a deal in which the regime would fall. He didn't show them the risk, the map, nor the price of energy market, nor the Gulf of Oman, nor Lebanon, especially not the fact they didn't really know how to overthrow the regime. And then, when the deal didn't materialize, he lost the trust in the middle of the war. Look at Trump's announcement yesterday about postponing bombing. And he just goes on to the other 12 points. In fact, can you guys find the full 12? I want to post the whole 13. Even if we don't do it live on the show today, when we post this to X and Rumble and everywhere else, everybody else posts it everywhere else, because they don't let me post. They don't let us post other than X and Rumble. And we also post it alexjoneslive.com. So if you're not on Rumble or X, share it from there, those URLs. That'll get around the censors, alexjoneslive.com. But you're welcome. It all belongs to you. This is all free to air, non-exclusive license of the world, meaning it's my show, your show, you know, the owners of the Alex Jones Network show, but it belongs to you to edit, to re-upload, play the whole thing, put it on your YouTube, put it on your Instagram, just get it out there. And more, it's not being censored, it's just getting out there because I'm a moderate nowadays compared to a lot of people. I'm the same guy I was 30 years ago, the same guy I was 5 years ago. You tune into those shows, same information, and it's damn accurate. So that's a big deal. Now, I don't like Hillary Clinton, and she's all been for regime change, but now she knows how popular it is to be anti-Israel. She's been coming out saying Netanyahu's crazy back then, tried to trick her into wars, even though she was supporting it. And she says, and it's true, Trump wasn't even briefed on the Strait of Hormuz. They've said that. They never even thought about that. Now Trump knows he was set up, and it doesn't. When I say this, it doesn't take away from Trump's mistake. It's about ending the war. It's about not having Israel control our foreign policy and domestically as well. And it's about trying to get Trump to stop doing the bad policies he's doing. Somehow there's this weird thing I see all over the place where, oh, look, you're back on the Trump train. What does that mean? That doesn't even make sense. I don't care about Trump calling me low IQ and all the rest of it and attacking me when I warned him of all this and said he's being set up. I don't expect to get a fruit basket at Christmas or a thank you card. I don't care about that. I care about stopping the war, having Trump's recovery plan work, and not going into the Great Reset, and having the UN launch with the WEF new virus releases and new lockdowns. I'm trying to fight the AI takeover and the data centers. I'm trying to mobilize humanity. And I don't care if you're black, white, Jewish, Christian, whatever you are. If you agree with me, we should get together and be against this. It's a big tent. But this is how unpopular Israel is. And then the fact is, Hillary usually lies. What she's saying here is true. You can look it up. Trump, they never even discussed the Strait of Hormuz. It wasn't even looked at. And later when they closed, he said, well, I'll open that up right away. It's easy. But in the interview with Axios, he says, well, that's only 18 miles wide. They've got all their missiles and all their artillery and stuff we can't stop up close. They could just destroy any ship they want. Thousands of missiles flying. They can keep it closed. So we've got to end this. Wow. Yeah, we got to go back to where it was before you got snookered into it. It's literally word for word what I've been saying before Midnight Hammer. And by the way, tonight's the summer solstice, the longest light of the year. And this is when they launched Midnight Hammer last year. We were told total victory, total success. And I said, this is, they're getting us into full war. This is just getting Trump to stick his toe in the water. This is a setup. And, oh, you're a panicking when it didn't go to full war. I said, well, that's the plan. You watch. We'll be there in the next year. And I was right. I know what I'm talking about. Look at the record. And I only say that so people will listen to me next time. I know a lot of people do, and the majority of you understand that, but I'm not just making stuff up here. We have all the clips of Trump delivering an address to the nation on June 21st, 2025, announcing total, let's put it back on screen, total obliteration of Iran's nuclear sites after U.S. strike, total success. And I said, watch, they're going to double back and tell him it's not a success, even though it overall was, definitely degraded him. And now here we are. A year later, and we've been in a war for 115 days that's destroyed the world economy and its recovery. Still might be time to turn it around. So here's Hillary saying, oh, you might want to know about the Strait before you do that. Because he was so set up, it lets this witch dunk on Trump. But it's true what she's saying. Here it is.
Enhance our security and our other interests, particularly our economic interests. I was stunned when reporting started coming out about conversations in the White House, because in, you know, the years I was on the Senate Armed Services Committee and I was Secretary of State, anytime we talked about Iran, any kind of war game scenario that we discussed, among the very first questions was, what if they close the Strait of Hormuz? What do we do? And then from the reporting, it sounded as though that just hadn't been really discussed, or at least not brought to the highest levels of the administration.
And again, if you go back to March 1st, that special three-hour Saturday show I did that is totally evergreen on X and on Rumble and alexjoneslive.com, I went through what was going to happen, what was going to unfold, the least worst case to the worst case. And I said, I hope a few months into this, Trump figures it out. Israel's going to go after his ass, say he's a traitor, pull out all the stops domestically with their control of much of Congress. But, and they're going to say Trump's been defeated and the Iranians won. Just ignore that and move on. Because if you keep it closed even longer, total destruction of your recovery. And the longer you let them sucker you into gambling in this, the longer it's going to go and the worse it's going to be. And so Trump's taking the middle way. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is like a 3 how bad it is. And each month that goes by becomes a 4, a 5, a 6, and it just gets worse from there. So if you're driving off a cliff, slam the brakes on, and we're right there at the edge of the cliff, and it looks like the bus ain't going to go over maybe. Still going to have some pain. Remember what he said back at the time. We've totally obliterated their uranium. They don't have a program anymore. And I said, no, they've already gotten the enriched uranium out. From all our intel, they have stuff to make bombs. They don't have the delivery systems properly done yet. That's all confirmed all over the news now. Here's Witkoff in March, 2 days into it. Iranians were 10 days away from building a nuclear weapon. They have 460 kilograms of enriched uranium. What have I been telling you? People go, oh, God, that's Israeli lies. See, you're saying they needed a strike. No, it's like North Korea. You can't stop them. You got to make a deal. Or you go to full ground war with them, and we couldn't beat Vietnam. The numbers are from the Pentagon. It'll be the worst quagmire ever. You want a national draft? You want to send 1 million troops in? Is probably what it would take. 200,000 for the Strait of Hormuz? They fired the head of the army when he told Trump that. Said at least 100,000. The Strait of Hormuz is their main concentration of suicide fighters. And you got to fight them up close. You got to dig them out of the holes with all their anti-aircraft and anti-tank and missiles. It's a damn armed camp. Why have we gone to war with North Korea? We'd probably win in the end, but it'd be a Pyrrhic victory. We'd be in a nuclear war. China would get involved. Why do you think we have the 38th parallel or whatever? The war never ended. We're on a ceasefire with North Korea. So let's go back to Midnight Hammer with all the discussions and declarations of success. And I was saying, this is the camel's nose of the tin flap. They're going to say they didn't get rid of it. They're going to say we got to go back in. And that's going to go into full war and regime change. Because that's what Israel wanted. It wasn't a hard prediction, but people want to say, how do you know? Shut up. 50D chat. Blah, blah, blah. Now Trump's saying, I was misled. J.D. Vance, I was misled. Yes, you were misled. That's the off-ramp. Blame Netanyahu, who did it, who set us up. You're still partly guilty, but get out of it. Trump envoy Witkoff says, Iran claimed it had enough enriched uranium to make 11 bombs. Isn't that funny? What have I been saying for years? Dozens of bombs. Boy, You think I just got that from an Easter bunny? You think I was out in the backyard, a little Easter bunny pop, and said, hi, Alex, they can make dozens of bombs. And I went, oh, they can make dozens of bombs years ago. And then now they admit it, and Iran says, yeah, they've already come out and said they built bombs a month ago. They just put them together. They go, oh, we don't care about the fatwa of the last mullah. But the new mullah says we can make bombs. Magic wand. They already had them. They lied. Yeah. What you're saying, they're bad. Yeah. And we can't beat them unless we're willing to have a full nuclear war, because all the war games say it escalates to that. Got it? Got it? Dog don't hunt. Don't work. Doesn't work. Deepwater Horizon analogy, because everybody knows about that. They were putting $50 million of concrete in the hole, deepest well ever drilled at the time. They'd already hit giant pockets of gas. Their estimates were they were hit one of the biggest deposits ever with huge explosive force. And they called in to the engineers. It all came out in the famous court case. When you see that movie, Deepwater Horizon, it's all like word for word from the transcripts, because they were recording those conversations. They make it on the boat and stuff. It wasn't on the rig. It was on the sat phones. And they're literally in Houston going, well, we're a 40-something billion-dollar company, and by not spending this money on the mud, they call it mud, it's concrete, to make sure there's all this pressure on top of it so it doesn't blow, we're going to be a $48 billion company. And you hear the actor doing the coon-ass voice. It's actually the executive in the coon-ass voice saying, our British owners say that we're going to go and do this. And then it blows up just like they said it would. I mean, it's like it's not going to work. You can't put piss in a gas tank. You can't piss in your Ford Chevy or Mercedes-Benz, and it will not run on piss. I mean, this stuff isn't even hard, okay? It isn't going to work. That's not a panicking. That's being on a targeting. That's knowing what the hell you are talking about. You got that on out? You can go for you now. Understand that? Go, okay. You understand now. That's good. We going to be $48 billion company next week. We don't put no mud down there. The executives think we don't need no mud. Well, let me explain to you the equations of the math here. We're engineers. If it hits a pocket anywhere near what we think is there, it will blow the rig up. You'll have one of the biggest oil spills in history, because there's oil down there, too. We had a bunch of oil. Do you understand? Well, we going to do it anyway. Do a pressure test, and if the pressure test is successful, we go all the way. Well, we don't know if we keep drilling, we're going to hit another area of pressure. That's an order, you're fired. Now, drill. And that's Netanyahu. We're going to have us a regime change here. It going to work good. It didn't work good. It worked bad. But you are so smart. You know everything. You're Benjamin Netanyahu. Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? You guys got 70 IQs? No. You're full of bravado. You're degenerate gamblers. This is all gambling behavior. Yeah, Pentagon said 8% chance they fall within 3-4 months. But then there'll be factions and probably a worse group, and then we're back at it. We don't care about that. You just do what we say. All right. Trump, oh, we dropped 40,000 bombs on him. Yeah, we dropped 7.6 million on the Vietnamese, only pissed them off more. Trump, you see how many bombs we dropped on them? Oh, well, that'll teach them. That'll really get them, man. Bunch of dug-in lunatics armed to the teeth with high IQs. You think that's going to do anything? Yeah, Trump's back to threats after being mad at Netanyahu. Trump threatens to blow the crap out of Iran Strait. Trump threatens to blow the crap out of the Iran Strait. I guess they're calling that the Strait of Hormuz. First round of truce talks in Switzerland. It's just like WEF wrestling. That's a World Economic Forum wrestling. But it's real. Real idiocy. Here's Trump a year ago tonight.
Thank you very much. A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. Everybody heard those names for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
This was Israel.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people, blowing off their arms, blowing off their legs with roadside bombs. That was their specialty. We lost over 1,000 people, and hundreds of thousands throughout the Middle East and around the world have died as a direct result of their hate. In particular, so many were killed by their general, Qasem Soleimani.
He killed years
ago. I decided
a
long
time
ago.
That's enough. And I'm not defending the mullahs. The CIA helped them get in power in 79. They tried to get him in power in 53 to overthrow Mossadegh, but another government came in, and the Shah got CIA back, and they overthrew him. Totally classified. Look it up. Don't just say names. Operation Ajax. Oh, he just said a name. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Ooh. And then we blew up a bunch of their passenger airliners on purpose, blew up their entire Navy in Operation Praying Mantis. Look that up. Bombed them a whole bunch of times, and then funded Iraq with the equivalent of like $500 billion today. It was like $70 billion back then, with all the high-tech weapons and nerve gas. Like Saddam nerve gassed his own people. You mean the Kurds that were helping the Iranians? And I'm not saying it was good Saddam did that, but it's declassified at the time that the United States satellites were directing, and with the weather reports, when to fire the sarin nerve gas at the Iranians. Killed 2 million of them. About 800,000 Iraqis died. And then the West turned around and double-crossed Saddam Hussein, who was trained by the CIA and worked for the CIA. He deposed the Ba'athist leader in 79. We put him in. And then they hand him over to the Shiites so they can hang him, the Iranians. It's just double-dealing, lies, crap, garbage, bull. Oh, they blew up hundreds of our Marines. That's terrible. And we killed millions of them. Millions. While that was, oh my God, we're funding killing 2 million of them. Just like we're running the Ukraine thing against Russia. All the intelligence, the directing the weapons. They're like, we killed 2 million of them and they blew up our Marines. Why, we killed 2 million of you and you blow up, what the hell are you doing? I mean, I hate the Marines and he blew it up, but like, we're in there. We're in there. Just like we just put the head of Al-Qaeda 2 years ago in charge of Syria. And you watch, a year or two down the road, we'll be bombing Syria and saying he's Al-Qaeda, and no one will remember we put him in with Israel and Egypt. And I keep saying Egypt. Turkey, not Egypt. So it's just like, I'm just sitting here watching this. It's like, I want Maduro out. I want Venezuela to be free. But the CIA said, oh, put the deputy communist leader in, and now that we have a viceroy dictatorship, we run in Venezuela. I'm like, if we free Cuba, we're going to
tell your friends. And you can get Alex to the Alex Jones app as well, alexjonesapp.com. You know, especially you young people, the Zoomers listening to me, go help your grandparents. I literally, when I was in Colorado, was like installing the app on my grandmother's phone, doing the shortcut to the Rumble channel so she could always find the live stream. Technology's moving. We're moving with it, and we got to make sure to pull everybody along with us. And of course, you can support us by going to the alexjonesstore.com. We have incredible products there. I'm kind of a sucker for all of the products that we have at the alexjonesstore.com because they're all awesome. And it's like, it's not a thing I'm getting paid to do, right? Like I could always carry around my old wallet, but I got the new wallet because it's so awesome. And I've been so happy with it the entire time. Now we have these premium nylon tactical belts available at the alexjonesstore.com. They're only $39.99 and they are of equivalent design, quality, standards, aesthetics, just amazing stuff. You will never be disappointed with the quality of items at thealexjonesstore.com. Whether it's the supplements or the gear like this, it's always top-notch, just like we try to keep our coverage always top-notch. Might be an ironic thing to say for a belt that has no notches. It is a heavy-duty nylon webbing with smooth automatic ratchet buckle, so there's no holes, no notches, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You just adjust it to exactly where you want it, and it stays there. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit, whether you're out working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, or on the move. We've got three unique designs, the Cross Edition, the 1776 Edition, and the Alex Jones Signature Edition. You can get each one of these for under $40, but for a limited time, you can get all three designs bundled together for only $99. If you want my advice, they make fantastic gifts, so if you want one, go ahead and get all three, and then give your least favorite two out as gifts. Or heck, buy six and give three of them out as gifts. And of course, the America 250 Birthday Limited Edition 4th of July Apparel Sale is on. Folks, 4th of July is coming up quick. You're not going to want to be out there wearing, like, a purple shirt, right? You're going to want to be decked out head to toe in the most patriotic gear you can find. And the best place to get it, hands down, is the AlexJonesStore.com. This collection right now is 30% off. So again, you're running out of time to get this before July 4th, so it's delivered, and you can wear it with pride on Independence Day, coming up very, very quickly. Go now, thealexjonesstore.com. Check out the America 250 Limited Edition 4th of July Apparel Collection. It's 30% off right now. We also have gravity-fed water filter systems back in stock, because we are, at the end of the day, but humble water filter salesmen here trying to both provide, because it's always the way we've been. You've got to not just combat this stuff at the political level. You've got to protect yourself in the meantime. In other words, they put chemicals in the water. We want to be activists. We want to be protesters. We want to be running for office to get that changed, to get the stuff removed from the water. In the meantime, filter your water. It goes like that. Destroying Tyranny Since 1776, Betsy Ross Snake t-shirt. It's like, how many band logos can you put on a single shirt? How many logos that would get you kicked out of the U.S. military or investigated by the FBI can we put on a shirt? Because believe it or not, that is the state of freedom of this in this country, at least a few years ago. Do you remember there was a serial, like a list of symbols that had been banned by the U.S. Army for, you know, extremist ties? Embrace freedom and our symbols and our history unapologetically, proudly, and by going to the AlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
No nations, only a criminal world government of depopulation lording over us. That's the UN globalist master plan of the mad scientist, the poison shots, the AI takeover. But in the middle of it, the muscle wanting to expand Israel and control U.S. foreign policy is Israel. Now I want to finish up with some of the enraged Israeli operatives meeting over in Jerusalem with Mike Huckabee, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., the Israeli propagandist, Mark Levin, and other non-Jewish people saying, I'm just a goy, a cow, that is very honored to be here in the presence of my superiors. I'm not kidding. And it's just like, this is like cartoon level stuff. And then you have this article at AlexJonesLive.com that needs to get shared and read. Israeli security and defense experts say America needs another Pearl Harbor or 9/11 to remember who is the enemy and who is the friend. Now, I've been saying Israel's only move, the deep state's only move now, to continue this war and get ground troops in a draft and bring in the total police state, and then have a bunch of staged terror attacks, and Iran will probably actually activate sleeper cells, so it'll be real too, would be pulling this off. That's at AlexJonesLive.com. I'm going to be getting to that, and then I see this talking point out of the ADL and out of Levin and all of them. How dare you say Israel's involved in 9/11? And now they're saying, boy, a new 9/11 would sure teach the Americans. Where's the new 9/11? We need it. I mean, dozens of pundits, members of the Knesset. We have the Israeli moving company, all dancing and videotaping it from before it happens, when it happens at the World Trade Center. They got arrested. They later admitted they were connected to Mossad on Israeli TV. Later, they were released. The FBI said they were connected to Israel, and it looked like they were involved. And then they told the news, yes, we were told, we didn't know the bombing was coming, the airline attack, but we were told that the towers would be blowing up. I have the clip for you. Play for you in a minute. And so we were there. Okay. You also had a lot of the Muslims. This was confirmed. In the local news the day before, they evacuated schools saying those towers won't be there tomorrow. And the towers were like 80% empty that day. Howard Lutnick didn't go in to his company base there. Larry Silverstein didn't, who doubled the insurance on it. He bought it 6 months before, got terror insurance, which they won't normally give you, especially in Manhattan, and then got double it and made $6 billion immediately off of it. But the problem with even getting into this, I could go 5 hours and not cover all the evidence. So go ahead, Levin or ADL, go ahead and say I'm lying, attack me. I've already made a film, I produced a film called Fabled Enemies that covers this and other documentaries, and I'm already going to do it. I'm going to go whole hog on this, okay, because I want to stop the next 9/11. The Pentagon neocons working with you, and our government was heavily involved as well, but the Israelis did the groundwork on the ground. But NORAD standing down, blocking the flights, ordering the flights not shot down, but the general still disregarded the order with the South Dakota Air National Guard that was out over Pennsylvania, shot down Flight 93. That's why it was spread over 10 miles, engines, 10 miles or 8 miles away or whatever. Two AIM-9 Sidewinders that came out in the FAA transcripts. Oh, yeah, we even know who shot it down. He got a medal for it. There was no let's roll cover story, all that. This was a joint deep state Israeli operation, just like the USS Liberty. And boy, the anti-Israel folks used to go crazy when I'd say, LBJ sent the ship there to be sunk, order the aircraft carriers to stand down. The admirals told everybody, you'll go to prison or be killed if you speak out against this. I had it from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore. And, of course, you had the head of the USS Liberty group on saying, yes, we covered it all. We had Admiral Moore on, groundbreaking information, saying I was dead on right. See, the mental illness out there is it doesn't say Israel's innocent to show how the U.S. government was involved in the Liberty and 9/11. It's what happened and the subsequent cover-up. You think Israel would try to pull that off without knowing the U.S. government was going to cover its ass? Think Israel can make NORAD stand down? Think Israel could put false imprints in all the drills they were running of hijacked jets flying the World Trade Center that day? Oh, you didn't know that came out mainstream news? See, you aren't really experts. What about the general audience? People that just make stuff about me because you're so shocked that I know so much. So you just say, oh, that guy, he's just lying. Oh, what are you doing covering up for Israel saying the U.S. government's involved in 9/11? It's like you got two bank robbers going to rob a bank. They're both equally as guilty. It's the proof. It's the pudding. All the survivors of the Liberty, the congressional hearings, the Moore probe, all found that LBJ worked in concert to blame Egypt. They were going to nuke Egypt and go to war with Russia. We were going to have World War III in 1967 during the Seven-Day War. And you know Iran's a bigger trigger for a larger war, too. History's repeating itself, so get sophisticated. Let me get going, I'll never get to it all. This is just a prelude. Here is Mark Levin saying, I'm not an Israeli agent as I speak to you here in Israel tonight. Then you got Mike Huckabee. Yeah, I got to watch Truth Social. I might get fired any day. Trump is pissed at us. Us, yeah. And then that dovetails with what I was just mentioning. British Colonel Richard Kemp, I speak as a goy. He literally says, I speak as a subhuman cow in the presence of my supreme leaders. This happened during the World Jewish Congress a month ago. They had leader after leader come and say, I am a mere goy in your presence, master. And I'm like, come on, that's not, come on, your variety Jew out there on the street or your doctor or lawyer does not believe that. They don't teach that. I'm even trying to defend Israel. I'm saying the group running it is the most supremacist, lunatic, just, Hitler cooked up his whole plan kind of mirroring what the radical rabbis and the Zionists were doing and said, I'll show you when your plan to take over, I will take over. I will rule the world, not you. It's all just megalomania. You got the communists trying the same thing. Stalin's like, I will rule the world. Meanwhile, all the Rothschilds are like, we'll get this war going and set Germany up. Take the bait, Hitler. Hitler took the bait, dummy. Trillion DHS, huh, Hitler? Yeah, we'll get into blasting gelatin. Oh, you know what they called the art project run by Israelis out of Austria that was in the exact area in the first tower get hit by an airplane? They called it their bee gelatin project. Oh, and they advertised they were going to open their art project there at the World Trade Center on 9/11. Oh, here's full access to all the crawl spaces and all these floors. They're closed for you. And then they've got all these big boxes with their debt cord and their fuses. And known Israeli demolition experts are part of the art student leadership. And they take photos themselves and publish it. Oh, look at, we're up here, our art project with all of this explosive material. Isn't that liberal? Isn't that loving? I'll show it all to you in a moment. But let's go ahead and go to a few clips from the big emergency conference they just had in Jerusalem. Here it is.
And yet people keep giving opinions about me that aren't true. I read headlines and I go, did I say that? No, I didn't say that. So I just want to explain, I'm not an agent for the Israeli government. I don't meet with the Israeli government. I don't conspire with the Israeli government. Believe it or not, I love this country, and I don't need any government to tell me that.
So today, before I got here, I did something that I thought was very important. I checked President Trump's social media to make sure this was not my last speech in Israel. As you know, he typically fires people in the middle of the night by way of social media. So I wanted to make sure that there was a reason for me to come. I'm happy to report that so far, so good.
I speak as a goy, a mere goy. The Jews were put on the face of the earth to be a light unto nations. And Israel is being that light in defense of its own country. And I think most particularly, not just in military technology, but in the way in which those extraordinary men and women of the IDF have shown the world how to fight. And many countries in Western Europe, which are going to face this violence, will be looking to Israel to see how they're going to fight. So the narrative is one thing, but action, I think, is even more important.
Good boy.
And let me tell you how anti-Semitism works down the ages. Ever since we lost our country and we became defenseless, we were defenseless not only against physical attack, but against the vilifications that often and always preceded them. So we were faced in one country with such vilifications, and that led eventually to either one of two things, either exile or massacre. And then we went to another country, and we faced exactly the same thing. After the vituperations and vilifications, that we're poisoning the wells, that we drink the blood of slain children, that we carry vermin. And by the way, these are the exact lies that continued right up to the Nazi Holocaust. Exactly the lies. So we were faced with these vilifications, and then we were massacred, and then we pushed to another country and another country, and the same thing happened over and over and over again. Well, here's where the change happened. It happened with the rise of the State of Israel and the creation of the Israeli army. We may not be able to stop the vilifications. They come and go in a predictable cycle, as my historian father told me. But the change is that when they come to slaughter us, we fight back. We don't let them do that. We fight back and we roll them back, exactly as we have done now in the last 3 years.
Yeah, blowing up half of Lebanon, now saying you're going to take southern Lebanon, Greater Israel Project, saying you're going to control U.S. policy, saying you know, Trump's bad because he doesn't want to have a total war that destroys the economy and fails. And I could go through everything he says. And there's certainly been times in Europe and places where the Jews got scapegoated and stuff taken from them. You can't deny that. And then those royals back then were robbing their cousins and fighting each other constantly. And people were always driving each other out. And that's just what goes on around the world. Okay, so I'm not denying that. But did British intelligence hire 100,000 former Russian Jews out of Europe and the U.S. mainly, Brooklyn, and ship them in to stage the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution? That's mainline history. Gulag Archipelago. I mean, that's not debated. Did they kill 30 million Christians? Were 80% of the Khazars Jewish at the time? That's why Stalin was seen as a hero, because he killed Lenin and got rid of the Jewish monopoly of the Communist Party. I mean, the Jews are proud. I mean, the socialist ones, the liberals, the communist ones, they'll tell you, oh, that was our revolution. So what about that? That's another reason people are a little upset here. And all the rabbis saying, that's not all of them, but it's big groups of them. Oh, because of Titus sacking the Second Temple in 70 AD, we see Europe and the U.S. as New Rome. They'll be destroyed. We're flooding with Muslims. Bring them down. They're the big enemy. So this just goes on and on and on and on. And Levin says he's not connected to Israel. He meets with Netanyahu. He's part of the eight-front war. There, he's in the Times of Israel admitting that they're coordinating with Levin to help put their propaganda out and talk to the president. That was a total lie by Levin. I have nothing to do with Israel. I don't talk to anybody over here. I'm just sitting here right now with you. And I just literally give all the talking points. And I got a giant American flag brooch. Was he wearing his giant American flag brooch in Israel? Let's go back to Levin. I forgot. He wears a woman's brooch. I think it's something Madeleine Albright would wear. Nope, not wearing the brooch over there. So, we want you to know here, I'm an American. I'm just Israel first. But he was wearing it when he got back to the U.S. for the show last night. And boy, he went on a rant against Trump and everybody else. Abandoning Israel. We're just supposed to stay in your failed war. No matter what. So the good news is America and the world's woken up to this. Israel needs to get rid of Netanyahu. They've already smashed the proxies of Iran. And they need to go into a peace cycle. And it needs to stop. And large portions of Israel agree with me. And Israel will no longer be the most unpopular country in the world, and it needs to stop being the center of attention, negative attention. It's like a kid that will take bad attention, rather, you know, if they can't get anything else. And I'm just like, this is crazy town. We got Chi-Coms and AI and New World Order and the UN globalists cooking up the next virus to deal with. And Netanyahu's heavily involved in all that, saying, Israel has a national health service. We're going to make everybody take all the new vaccines and mRNA, and we'll be the guinea pigs. He said, Israel will be your guinea pig. What? And again, the Zionists, it's on record since World War II, wouldn't let any Jews get out of Germany or Europe unless they paid the money to the Zionists, who would then pay Hitler two-thirds of it. They kept a third. And the founders of Israel are famous quotes saying, we don't let any Jews get out of Europe if they don't come here. A cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Europe. That's a quote. And Madeleine Albright's dad was the high-level George Soros. He was a 13, 14, 15-year-old kid finding where Jews were because he was Jewish and ratting them out to the Nazis. He's called a bloodhound. He's low-level. He's like a private. Up at the top, you had Madeleine Albright's dad, who was one of the main Zionists collecting the equivalent of trillions from Jews. And a lot of times they double-crossed him and wouldn't let him get out. And then it came out on 60 Minutes, like 15 years ago. She was doing a 60 Minutes interview. And there's this famous painting that's worth like $100 million that this Jewish guy did. And they saw other Jewish stolen paintings. And they were like, wait a minute, the families are like, that's my grandmother's favorite thing. And they grabbed their money, sent them to death camps, given the Nazis the money. Then the Nazis double-crossed Albright in the last 8 months of the war. They fled to Serbia. And the Serbs pointed out, we saved you in World War II. That's where she immigrated to the U.S. from when she was a little kid. And you now blew us up. And let the Muslims take over a third of the country. Why did you do that to us? My point is that the Jewish superclass of Zionists feeds on the rest of the Jews, goes out and does all this political stuff, then scapegoats the rest of the Jews, scares all the Jews to give them all their money, run to them, And then in the end, I believe the people running Israel are going to sacrifice it and blow it up for part of building the world government out of that crisis, and out of the false flags will come the true system of control. And Israel's already backstopping in Ukraine and in Argentina. And I heard this years ago, didn't believe it. Now I watch all these Israeli leaders saying, well, this falls, we're moving to Argentina and to the new Israel that is Ukraine, that strangely enough, Stalin looked at making part of Ukraine a Jewish homeland in another area north of Georgia. You can look this up. Everything I say, you look up, folks. None of this is made up, okay? A lot of people say, how does this guy talk so fast? How does he say all this stuff? He doesn't know all that. Bull crap, I don't. I know it's a little impressive for some people, so it must not be true. No, it's all true. The crew can just write down what I say and type it in, and it all comes up, okay? Just please know I know what I'm talking about. All right. I'm live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Royce White in the Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Incredibly thought-provoking, well-spoken, very intelligent. He's coming up to do Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. I cannot do this justice. Plus, there's a lot more I want to get because I got great researchers back there. They're like, oh, boss, we just got hundreds of things more in all these clubs. I got big guests coming up this week. Tucker Carlson's on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Central. Other huge guests, big in-studio stuff coming up. Hey, well, one of the producers is here. Ask Daria right now how many guests we got tomorrow and what time they are. Because I got two. When are the guests on? Count Dankula and Jesse on Fire. When are they on? 12 and 1. Fourth hour is dedicated to the deep dive on Israel and how it was heavily involved in 9/11 with the globalist neocon deep state. But I'm not just going to look at Israel. I'm going to look at NORAD stand down. I'm going to look at the drills of attacking the towers with hijacked jets that same day. And I'm going to look at the Project New American Century. But so the first 30 minutes of the hour, I will hit with total proof that Israel was heavily involved in planning the bombs, everything, Building 7, everything. I'm going to show you smoking gun information, Israeli operatives admitting they were there to videotape it, saying it would blow up that day on Fox News. And then I'm going to get into the Pentagon and explain how the whole thing worked. Fourth hour tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. But if you want to just get a first snapshot for people that don't want to wait, here's some homework for you. So when you're watching this live or once it's relooping, or we'll post all this to X tonight and Rumble, you can just pause it, look at the headline, pull it up, and see it for yourself, the videos and everything. So here's a quick data dump for you. First off, AlexJonesLive.com, Israeli security and defense experts say America needs another Pearl Harbor or 9/11 to remember who is the enemy and who is the friend and get behind anything Israel says. Whole bunch of top Israeli leaders, pundits, you name it, we got it all right here for you. Now, here's your homework. You want to look up Splinter Magazine. They got the best short boil down with all the links. One work, Gelatin's the Bee Thing. Gelatin Bee is plastic explosive dynamite. That was the name of the Israeli art project out of Austria, but Israelis were the group running it. And they were all like famous IDF. One guy was an IDF explosives instructor. He was even legendary. And he's photographed with boxes of gelatin bee dynamite fuses behind him. Up in the World Trade Center where the first plane hits in the perfect cutout area that blew up. And they put up in the lights days before that a big emergency is about to happen. And guess when their project opened? And that project up there in the building, was the, they said 9/11, it was supposed to open that morning. Oh, it opened, didn't it? So one work, Gelatin's the Bee Thing. The art project you're referring to is titled The Bee Thing by an Austrian art collective, Gelatin. Sometimes, and let's show the Wikipedia on the explosive gelatin bee. BB-18 triggers, and all the stuff they were doing in a special construction area and taking the windows off and all the rest of it. Might want to go read a little bit about Gelatin Bee Thing. They put up E-Team or Explosives Team in the days before. Look at the tower right where the plane hit. I mean, it's exactly the same place. My goodness. And then Boom, 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 the squibs. And the firefighters saying bombs were going off, detonators. And then Building 7, same thing. Isn't that, what an art project. It's like when serial killers chop women up. They go, it's a work of art. It rubs the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again. My precious, you bitch. I'm going to kill you. Give me my dog. Oh, yeah. Oh, explosive team. Days later, ha-ha, the art project just opened, sweetheart. And what do they got written right here? Gelatin B. Yeah. Gelatin. The B thing. Okay. There they are telling you, oh, something big's going to happen right here in a few days. Looking out the window. Hi. Hi, Howard Lutnick won't be here when it happens with his business on the top. Oh, no. Oh, no. And then we've got the dancing Israelis. Hmm. Five young Israelis, New York Times, caught in a net. And then we've got them on the news saying, yeah, well, we were told to be there to videotape. It was going to blow up that day, but we didn't do it. Yeah, we're connected to Mossad, but, you know, everything's okay. So tomorrow, fourth hour, be there. Share it. Get it out. Because I'm sick of people talking about this that don't even know how bad it is. Where's my Fox News clip? You gave me that, too. I can't keep track of it anymore. Where they admit that. That's all coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. So start your engines in the info war. And I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to just go where nobody has gone before. So I covered all this 25 years ago. What's old's new. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. I need your financial support. I still have the CIA and DOJ trying to shut us down. I got all the attacks going on. I don't bitch about it. I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't win this war without you. So I need your help, your financial support. We have the very best supplements, widest selection of patriot apparel, the very best gravity-fed filters with the highest quality filters that take everything out. You're crazy if you're not filtering your water. This is the best at the lowest price, and it supports the broadcast. A trifecta win, 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 win. And we already sold out of the filters. More coming in a week. But we're going to have to take it off the site soon because even the pre-order is about to sell out. So be the first to get it at the lowest price, highest quality, but get it in now. In a couple of days, we're going to have to pull it down off the site because I'm not going to, we're going to have to wait till more even come in before I put it back up. We're not doing pre-order anymore. Okay, so get it now, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, stay with us. Royce White coming up. God bless you all.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.